This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Get $80 off your first month by going to HelloFresh.com/CADCAST80 and entering CADCAST80.
CADCAST episode number 582. I'm your host, GVD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who also has 50 million fans, Wombat.
I have 50 million fans, and they can't be wrong.
That's why you're so cool.
I am.
And your electric bill is so high.
Yeah. Something. Is that it?
I don't know. Works for me.
I don't even know what that's in reference to. So.
Oh, Apex has announced they had 50 million players.
Oh, there you go.
You're not keeping up with Apex. This is supposed to be your new thing, and it's not. It's become my new thing.
I told you what happened to me when I played on Saturday morning, right? Which was like the last time I had a chance to play.
What happened?
You didn't react properly to my story.
It was lame. It was super lame. I remember what happened because it was so lame.
It is not lame, and this is not how you get me to stay involved in your game.
I mean, tell everybody about it. Shipwreck. First of all, say hi to Shipwreck, because he loves a good Apex story.
Let's hear it.
So I joined a game on Saturday morning, and before we even dropped from the ship, the two people that got paired up with me, who, you know, when they show that first thing where you see your three characters, they both had, like, 50 kills.
Wow.
75 kills.
Awesome.
And then me in the middle with 3 kills.
Awesome.
And then the game started and they both left the game immediately.
They saw you.
They saw me and left the game immediately.
Uh-huh. Go on.
So I was alone in the game. And I came in third place, which I thought was pretty good for solo.
Did you shoot anybody?
I shot nobody.
See.
I was going to say, that almost seems like an advantage for you because you're not looking to shoot anybody anyways. So it's just one third as many people for people to see.
Yeah, exactly. And I got a good, and I had a lucky drop. So the drop master knew what he was doing. And by that, I mean me. So
you get more experience, I think, for lasting longer than you do killing people.
Oh, yeah. It was like 3,500 XP.
For doing nothing, just waiting around and hiding.
Waiting around, and I got a loot box out of it. So I was like, this works.
Fantastic. It sounds like a great experience.
That's my kind of story.
Well, we got too far ahead of ourselves here. We're talking about.
Did we?
We're not at the Apex. What's it called again?
Whatever. Apex Legendary Stories.
Well, wait around for a half hour doing nothing, and then we'll get back to it again.
That's what I plan on doing, actually.
I figured you did. What is your what is going on in your life, Mr. Cheapy D?
I had something weird happen to me yesterday.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty funny. I went to the city to play table tennis. That's my one day a week where I do that, and usually I have to go to the ATM machine. You know, to pay my coach and also to get money to pay for Ty's coach later in the week. Got to get that cash money, right? So, you know, the Duane Reade, or is that a Walgreens or a Duane Reade in Penn Station?
There might be both.
No, there's one. How do you not know this? You're there every day.
There's a Duane Reade, the one on the corner.
No, inside Penn Station.
Yeah, that's a Duane Reade.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, well, it matters for if you want to know exactly where this, you can maybe duplicate this. So they have two Citibank ATM machines in that Duane Reade, and it's laughable how often you walk in there and they're both out of order. Considering it's like a pretty major spot, like you'd want to keep those things running. But anyway, so I go in yesterday. Put in my money, and I was taking out $400 because I got to pay these coaches, and you know, so I have money. The money comes, $400 in $20 bills just comes shooting out of the machine, all of it, onto the floor, just like in a movie, like a stupid police academy movie where the ATM, the money just comes shooting out of the ATM. That it happened. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And there was a guy working there right next to me. And he just yells out, jackpot.
And I was like, no.
I was like, what? I wasn't even that mad. I wasn't mad because it was better than the machines just being broken like they normally are. At least I got my money.
You're lucky some guy didn't just pee on you to take your money.
I feel pretty safe in Manhattan in general. And that Duane Reade seems like a pretty safe spot. It's pretty bright in there. But I don't know.
And there's funny. Also those, you know, those people with those machine guns
right,
walking around.
Oh, my God. They have people with machine guns in Penn Station now. They wear like – they're state troopers, right? So
I think they're armed forces. National Guard. Thank you.
Oh, is it? Oh. I think they're state troopers, though, really. Because don't they have the weird – the hats? The trooper hats? No?
I've seen state troopers. I've seen, obviously, NYPD. And I've seen National Guard.
Right. They have big guns.
Yes. They all have big guns.
Big guns. Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was a funny story.
That was a funny story. I appreciate it.
It's like, why?
Do you have any funny stories, Shipwreck? Come on. Here's your chance. Spotlight
None.
On Ship.
None. Nothing interesting happened to me all week, I think. I don't remember. I was trying to remember what happened this last week. It's been a blur.
That's Shit. Good. Sometimes it's good to have nothing interesting happen.
Oh, and the other thing, today, I was driving back from this. I was in the supermarket parking lot, and I'm leaving the supermarket, and I see there's an ambulance there. I was like, oh, somebody got sick or something at Burger King, you know, something. Seems pretty plausible. But as I get closer, I see there's a car. It's been a car accident. And then as I get closer, I see it's a serious car accident. The airbags have been deployed. I mean, this is in a parking lot. I don't know why you would go more than 10 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour. And yeah, there's someone getting taken away in an ambulance. How does that happen? Shipwreck.
Did you yell out jackpot?
I did not yell out jackpot. I thought those airbags only come out if you, it's got to be like a pretty severe impact.
It's an impact. It's not that severe.
I was going to say, I don't think it has to be that severe for the airbags.
You hit it just right and it'll pop.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, I'm surprised.
You ever gotten hit in the face with one of those things?
Airbag?
Yeah.
No. Oh, how's that feel?
It's not good.
No.
It's not a good feeling.
Uh-uh.
It's basically like getting punched in the face with some like baby powder in there as well.
Huh. Yeah. It wasn't a good sight to see the things out. See the bags out, if you know what I'm saying. No, it's...
I thought the same thing when it was hitting me in the face.
Right. But you were moving, right? Like, you must have been moving pretty quickly when it happened, no?
I was moving kind of slow. The lady that hit me was not going so slow.
Maybe that's what happened. That's must have what happened here, because it was in a parking lot. Can't see, like, people going so quickly.
It only takes one of them going very quickly.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I've come to understand now. Gotcha. Yeah, it was weird. All right, how about some show feedback, speaking of weird things?
Sure. Dr. Catface Meowmers has to say. Someone's name.
You made that up.
He's a long time listener.
Never heard it before.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. It'll be sad when Wombat finally gets approval that his house is Greyhound ready and finds out that they've all passed on from old age. Well, here's a quick Greyhound update. We got the fence installed. Yesterday. It looks very nice. It's a fence. My fence looks very nice.
That's so controversial.
I know, but we're not going to talk about
it. Oh, you got to talk about it.
Nope.
Oh, why? You think this is going to be like Exhibit A in like small claims court?
Mm-hmm.
It could be, actually. It's probably a good idea not to talk about it.
Yeah. So, but my fence looks fine. And I know it sounds so much worse than it is. But.
Sorry, I'm under my desk now.
There was a little bit of damage to my neighbor's fence Not
could have been there before. You don't know.
Yeah. Not the yes, it could have been there before. Not the actual fence itself or even one of the fence posts, but the cap to one of the posts got damaged. So, I mean, I don't
But the neighbor doesn't know.
Well, you can't see it from the outside. You can only really see it if you're standing in my backyard.
Oh, I see. I understand.
So if you're not standing in my backyard, you wouldn't see the damage.
It's facing your backyard, right.
Exactly.
It's flush against your fence, more or less.
Technically, that cap was on my property if you really wanted me to be a jerk about it.
Right.
So, no, yeah. No,
here's what I say.
Standing outside or in that person's backyard, you would never know. You'd literally have to be standing in my backyard to looking at it going, oh, look at that. And you'd have to look for it. It's not something that you would see instantly.
Right. Here's my advice. If the neighbor says something to you, say, oh, I'm really sorry, and you buy them like a nice bottle of wine.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think it would be any more than that. And they're
what
nice.
What
people,
I would like to see happen is.
But they would literally have to be in my backyard.
Oh, I get it.
Over
I get it.
We got that. Event You've said it like five times.
So don't invite them over, ever.
That's basically it. I just can't invite them to my house ever again.
Right.
I would like to see them notice, because what has happened here is they had to like shear off part of their cap so that your fence could raise up, and then they put a cap up higher on your fence.
Yeah, it's weird.
I would like them to come back without telling you and shear your cap off and then make their cap higher again.
And I would be okay with that. I would laugh my ass off if they did that.
They want their fence to be taller. Yeah. And they're like, fuck your cap.
Exactly. So, yeah, but to be clear, there's no damage to the fence.
Right. And also, to be clear, it's not like the fence guy called you up while he was installing the fence and said, hey, you know, our fences are really close together. Should we just like cut off your neighbor's cap?
Yeah, no, they didn't tell me they were going to do it. And I was wrestling with the, like, do I call the fence company and say something?
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. I don't like that.
I'm not a fan of what they did either.
I would have been pissed off, actually.
Yeah.
Quite pissed off.
So, I don't know. It is what it is. Like I said, you really can't see it from the outside. So, whatever.
That's why I never want to hire anybody to come work on the house for any reason, if I can avoid it. Because
right.
It just like
Wombat should have just put up that fence himself.
Exactly. I should have dug the three.
You know what I'm saying? It's like he had to do it.
Deep holes in frozen ground, mixed and poured the cement.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that inevitably something goes wrong when you hire people for a project. It's just like you can't seem to avoid it.
Yeah. No.
That's all. I wasn't saying you should try to. I wasn't. Come on. Yeah. Dude.
But, it looks really nice. So that's all I got to say.
I'm sure the Greyhound
that.
Will think so as well.
I'm sure the Greyhound will definitely think so. My wife already emailed the Greyhound people who already emailed us back saying that they're just waiting for the right Greyhound for my family.
The biggest motherfucking Greyhound that we've ever seen.
Although, according to my wife, in her last conversation with the lady that I was not a party to, they were looking at Spanish Galgo, so we'll see what happens. Those are slightly smaller. Mm.
Alpha Greyhound.
Alpha, yeah. I'll name him Humpy.
Mm. Isn't that an Australian possum?
No, that's just a possum.
A Galgo?
A Galgo. Galgos. They have very sad lives if they're not adopted. But we don't need to talk about sad Galgo stories.
No, what else we have here at Show Feedback?
Sure, these two are sort of related. So the Christmas has to say, in regards to games with progression and Shipwreck's issues with games like Apex. I played hundreds of hours of Halo and Rainbow Six back in the day without progression. And Sergeant Barone says, I think releasing the next Xbox console in 2020 would be a smart move for Microsoft. I'm curious to whether Halo Infinity will launch on the Xbox One or if 343 is developing it as a next-gen title. I fear that Halo is becoming more irrelevant by the day. So,
I don't think that's true.
Well, it's not, and I don't think that's necessarily true either, but I think it and to lead in with the Christmases comment, you know, I think back when we all put in hundreds of hours of Halo and Rainbow Six Vegas, which I think was probably maybe the best one, at least for me, their progression type systems in those types of games wasn't really commonplace. And it just wasn't something that we knew could even be in those games. And I think, you know, having played the last Halo, I felt it being missing. Some sort of progression, some sort of RPG elements to Master Chief.
You mean loot boxes?
Not necessarily loot boxes, no. I mean more like an Odyssey style, you know, Assassin's Creed, Odyssey style type thing, or even... I'm trying to think of other games that I played recently that were like a Ghost Recon Wildlands type thing where you're, or even like a Diablo style thing where you're getting loot as you're playing the game. As the more you play, the more stuff you find for your character, whether it be weapons or helmets or whatever it might be. Dance moves in a Halo game for your character in the single player arena. Right. Does that make sense?
Sure.
No, it does. The progression in Halo back then was not having to get all your friends together with a whole bunch of Xbox and LAN cables. Right. The progression was we could actually play it online. That was the progression.
Yeah, and you're right. That is true. The fact that you could play it online was a big deal. That was the big change. But now it's like, well, yeah, I guess because, you know, to have a game that where you start with everything you're going to have when you end the game. Seems like a very antiquated idea.
Also, I don't know. Those games, there's a lot more excellent first-person shooters available now than there were back then. And I think, nobody was really thinking about progression. You were thinking, wow, this is so fucking awesome.
I mean, even the last Doom game had progression. It had, you know, a RPG elements. It had a skill tree, I believe. Didn't it? Didn't it have a skill tree?
I haven't played that one, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. Did it?
I remember starting it. I feel like it had something.
I got to the end of it. I've never finished it.
Yeah,
but
that's funny.
I'm right. That happens once in a while.
Yeah, it does.
But so this guy says something about the Halo Infinite being a launch title. I saw in the news something about that today. Oh, they were saying that there was a rumor that it wasn't going to be coming out for the Xbox One, which was like a really dumb rumor. Like, there's how many million Xbox Ones out there? 50 million?
Not enough. That was one of the other comments, that the Xbox sold so poorly that they're not releasing the numbers. Yeah, that was one of the other comments.
I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's got to be 50 million, right? Shipwreck, what are we up to?
I have no idea. I don't keep track of that stuff. I have a calculator? I don't know, 4 or 5 of them in my house. That's all I keep track of.
You know, plus 5 is what you know.
Right.
Oh, it says VG chart says 41.7 million.
And they're always right.
Right. I mean, so you figure it's probably around there. I said 50 million. That seems reasonable. Anyway, it seems okay to sell software on all that stuff, on 41 million. But it's not as good as 90, what was PlayStation?
93 million.
93 million. What about Vita?
2 million.
Nope, 16 million. Good. All right. Anything else for show? That was it. That was show feedback.
That's it. That's enough show feedback.
Okay. Watch This Bitches.
What'd you watch?
I got a good Watch This Bitches this week.
What'd you watch?
I watched Bohemian Rhapsody with my 11-year-old son.
How is Rami Malek?
First of all, this movie was $10 to buy on Xbox for some reason.
Oh, it was? I didn't see that. I would have done that.
I don't know why. I went to rent it. I was like, I could rent it for $6 or buy it for $10. And anyway, and you get some extra goodies too with it. So I thought, you know, the movie's very entertaining and it, you know, obviously Rami Malek looks and sounds like Freddie Mercury. And
have you seen that weird interview he did with his favorite things?
Yeah. It was awkward. I think you think he was trying to be awkward?
It's not an interview. It's an ad.
Yeah, what was it an ad for?
It's an ad for a hotel chain.
Oh, what chain?
I'm a fan of.
Psycho?
their Bates logo Motel. Is like a Japanese style fan. And that's why he was doing the I'm a fan of. Like, it's like an ad campaign for them.
I'm a fan of everything in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Anyway, so it's very interesting to see how they take Freddie. You know, it's mostly about Freddie Mercury. You know, obviously they have the rest of the band, and the band play a big part in the movie. But Freddie's the crazy guy for the most part, with his crazy outfits and fucking everything in sight.
Mandarin Oriental Hotel.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a fancy one.
He's a fan.
Yeah. Who isn't a fan of that? Those are nice. So there's like, you know, they can't show him like banging everything, which is apparently what his life was like. So it's all like, just you have to infer from what's happening. Like, oh, Freddie sees a man walk into the restroom, and Freddie sort of, they make eye contact. And you have to just assume that Freddy follows him in there. Or, you know, like, and that's just throughout the movie that's happening. Then he's like dreaming about guys in like leather outfits and stuff. But I don't know. We enjoyed it. Everybody enjoyed it. Music was great. It was weird. I don't understand why. I read that they didn't just use Freddie Mercury's voice in the movie. They combined his voice and Rami Malek's voice, and then some other guy who's like a Queen cover band guy's voice. Why can't they just use the... Isn't there enough audio of Freddie Mercury?
Well, it may not be the right quality to match the quality of the rest of the soundtrack. So it may have sounded hollow. Oh, so they may have needed to like layer it to give it depth.
I see. I'm not an audio engineer. I just put together this garbage.
Neither am I, but I could have figured that out on my own.
When you get to the end of the show, you'll really understand how I'm not an audio engineer.
Yeah.
But yeah, we enjoyed it. And, you know, Ty seemed to, he's like, I know what bisexual is, Dad. Papa. But yeah, that's good. And it wasn't depressing, in case you're wondering.
Good. No, we want to see it. It just hasn't, you know, whatever.
I didn't cry. Some people always ask if I cried. I did not cry, which is good.
That is good.
But it was sad. What else we got here in Watch This Bitches? Oh, here's a comment from @Schmoor0317. How does Wombat feel about Arrow ending after season 8?
I mean, it's probably time. It's probably past time. So I'm actually interested to see how they do next season, because, you know, they have a habit of stretching things out, and when they're limiting it to 10 episodes.
Could be good.
And yeah, I was going to say, and I think maybe two of those are going to be part of the crossover event. So it's really 8 episodes.
And they can kill off Oliver.
I think that's how it ends, right? That's.
I'm assuming they've already killed off Felicity. So
no, she's still alive. She's still around, and she's in the future, which we know.
Oh, that's good. So you don't have to like be around her. I don't have to worry about running into her.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be weird. Yeah, I assume they'll just kill him off. I wonder, with Arrow ending and Gotham ending on Fox, if that's will give them the ability to bring like a Batman show. Isn't that really all anyone wants? Is Batman back on TV?
Nah.
Aren't they just going to do it on their DC Universe service?
You think they'll do Batman on that?
Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. I guess that's one way to get a lot of people to pay for it.
You need content. I mean,
just a Batman TV show?
There isn't a Batman TV show.
I know, but how would that... They make movies about Batman. They don't make the TV shows.
But
they could do both.
Sure, dude. You got to get the subscriptions.
Yeah, do both. Have a Batman TV show and a Batman movie. Who cares?
It could be a different one.
Unrelated.
Yeah, unrelated. Like, you know, year one Batman or something, some shit like
that. No, it doesn't even have to be that. Just one is Batman on TV and one is Batman movies.
Year two Batman?
Exactly.
No, I don't know if I like this plan.
I think, look, I mean, it's not like Netflix where they're going to get content from other places. They have to make their own content.
I know. And right now they do not have enough.
But the content they've put out is good.
The content they have put out is good.
I feel very confident.
Titans and Doom Patrol are good. If you want to ask this next question that leads into it, go for
it. Oh, sure. Migo Zero says, if I can only start one, which out-of-control teen superhero drama should the wife and I watch, The Umbrella Academy or Titans?
Well, if you don't have the DC Universe app and only have Netflix, then I would say The Umbrella Academy.
That's not teens. There's no teens in that.
Of course there are teens. There's teens in that.
Well, they flash back to teens. But it's,
and number five.
But it's not the same thing.
I'm just saying.
Runaways is a better one. That's a real teen superhero.
I like The Umbrella Academy a lot more than Runaways.
No, yeah, no, I wouldn't. I would say Titans for sure.
Titans is pretty good. Titans is sillier than The Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, I haven't. I'm only three episodes into Umbrella Academy.
Okay, Umbrella Academy takes itself a little more seriously.
Uh huh.
So it really depends on what kind of mood you're in.
Except for the design of the big guy. They don't take himself seriously when it comes.
No,
to
they
that.
Do not. He's well. There's a reason why he looks the way he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get to that.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Finish it. It's only 10 episodes.
I got to get Mrs. Chibi's approval.
Too busy watching I'm a Fan of Movies.
No.
I'm a Fan of Titans.
Oh, Shanafan wrote in at last minute. It's a last minute addition to the outline that the DC Universe is dead. The DC Extended Universe.
Good for them. Whatever.
Are you upset?
No.
They needed to make an announcement about that?
Does that mean there's not going to be any more Justice League movies?
I think that's what they're saying.
Right.
Yeah. Or if they make a Justice League movie, it'll just be its own thing. But wasn't that already the case?
Well, I don't know. Who cares? How about new releases?
Okay.
I think we're there.
Sure. Sorry, my son walked in the room.
Hello. Oh. Get him on here. No, don't get him on here.
He walked away. He already walked away.
What time is it?
It's 9:45.
9:45 at night.
Oh, my God. Ty is so tired from his full day that I think he's asleep 3 minutes after his head hits the pillow.
I wish that was the case.
I see the look in his eye. Like, I looked into his eyes tonight when I put him to bed, and they could barely stay open.
Well, maybe I should start malnourishing my children too.
No. I fed him some delicious dinner, which we'll talk about very soon, actually. We'll get into great detail about it. And there'll be coupon codes.
Tell me something. What came out this week?
Dead or Alive 6 came out this
week. Is there anything?
Yeah.
I was going to say, yes.
It did. I installed it. They sent me a code. Unasked. Not even pretty much unasked. Just plain out. Unasked, a code showed up, and I'm very.
I'm sure you have to be on some sort of Dead or Alive master
watch list
somewhere.
Yeah. It's called a watch list.
They saw your FAQ.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I already made that joke.
Yes.
Off air.
Oh. Yes.
Oh. Well, that doesn't do us any good.
No, it doesn't.
So
they said, "Oh, this guy may, if we don't send him a free game, he may come to our offices and shoot the place up." So let's just hedge our bets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I am going to play some of that after the show because it's installed now.
Excellent.
But, yeah, it looks fun. I am looking forward to it. It looks like they have not backed down from their infinite amount of buyable costumes and DLC and everything. Yeah. I see that there's a lot of that on the store already. But
I heard somebody wrote in about it, but I didn't put it on the outline because I didn't feel like looking it up.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous, I'm assuming. I mean, of course. Why wouldn't they make it ridiculous?
It makes sense because because
people buy it.
Exactly. They wouldn't make it if people didn't buy it. And not a I'm sure it's not a large percentage buy it, but that percentage that buys it, they buy all of it, I'm sure.
Buy all, yeah, I was going to say. It's an all or nothing type of situation.
And you can't blame those people because they're big fans.
They want the content.
they have money for it and they want the content. I mean,
hey.
So we're fucked.
They want basically. Less clothing on their characters. I think that's what you're buying, basically. The characters come fully clothed, and to get the right jiggle and less clothing options, mm-hmm. you have to pay extra for that.
Yeah, I'm afraid to actually look at what the DLC is because it's going to lower my faith in humanity. I'm pretty sure, so I'm just going to agree with the guy who wrote in who I think thinks it's bullshit. But yeah. Anyway, what else? I guess we'll have more on Dead Alive next week.
Next week, yes. Okay. Toe Jam and Earl Back in the Groove, that came out.
Yeah. I heard it's pretty good.
I hope so. I bought the Switch physical version of that. So it hasn't shown up yet, but I can't say much more than that on it right now. I was sent a code for that too, but it was an invalid code, so I have not played that either.
That does not seem like a good idea. Then you should let them know.
I did let them know, but I don't. I've already bought the game, so it was really I'll just play this while I wait for the version I bought. But now I'll just wait for the version I bought. I think. RBI Baseball 19 is out. Did those games used to be $20 and now they're $30?
I don't know. I haven't played RBI Baseball since the Nintendo Entertainment System, so I couldn't tell you.
How'd you like that?
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I liked that game a lot.
I can't even imagine what this looks like without Googling it, you know? It looks like a AAA baseball game, I think.
Does it have AAA teams?
Is that a minor? That means minor league? What's going on?
Yes, that was the joke.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
It might.
Yeah, I thought it was clever.
It might. I'm not going to look into it.
Does it have the Trash Pandas? Because that's the only team I'd want to play as.
I do not know the answer to that, but it is out. Somebody knows the answer. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Anything else?
Ice Climbers.
Anything else?
Is there any Switch game or not games on here?
Once again, the actual games are so ridiculous.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. The most ridiculous game names of the week are, and this one is pretty awful. 12 is better than 6.
Great.
Says R. Kelly.
Oh.
What? I don't know why. He may have said that at some point.
I didn't even see that one.
I didn't name this game.
That's true.
Don't be mad at me.
I'm not mad.
Mm-hmm. Croc's World Run? Is that Croc? The 3D platformer mascot from the PS1 era?
Or the shoe?
Oh.
Could be the shoe.
I don't.
He's pretty popular. The shoes are popular. Do they have a mascot?
Is it Croc from the PS1 game? I don't know. What Klondike Solitaire for the Switch.
Really, is there any other kind of solitaire?
Here's a $25 game. My Girlfriend is a Mermaid?
Right.
Question mark, exclamation point?
Your girlfriend, maybe. Splash, you mean? It's Splash.
Splash the game.
Splash the game. And for fans of Modern Warfare, Destiny, Doom, what was that game? How about, you know, if you like enjoy the King's Quest series, how about Queen's Quest? Queen's Quest 2.
That sounds okay.
I just want to play. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a bit late on this one, but we should all get tardy.
Right.
Tardy.
Meanwhile, there's a game called Awesome P for the Xbox One and PlayStation.
That I know what that game is. I clicked on it in the store. That is
the Switch.
That is it looks like a Game Boy, like original Game Boy, that green on green graphics.
Uh-huh.
And it's you are a P and it's a platformer. 2D platformer.
And that will be on the Switch.
Oh, and this game Ape Out came
out. Yeah, what's that? It's been popping up a lot on my Twitter feed.
It's like a, it's an
old. Oh, I saw that top-down gorilla fighting game.
Yeah, yeah, with a cool soundtrack. It looks good. I want to check it out, but it's only out for Switch and PC right now, so I think I'm going to wait for.
You have a Switch and a PC.
Yeah, you have both.
But why?
It's only out for the things you own.
But I can just wait. No rush, right? What's the rush?
I guess.
Wait.
Oh.
You know?
I also mean, out for PC, Hidaka Shitsuji, Naked Butlers.
Naked Butlers?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hmm. Sounds good. $25. Let me check that shit out. Is that one of those games that you can't actually see it unless you have a Steam account? Yep. You have to be logged in. Hmm. The adult games on Steam, you have to be logged in with an account or they don't even show up at all. But YouTube has no problem with it. Just click that shit right there. Oh, wow. It's loud. Whoa, those are some large breasts. Okay, anyway. Anything else for new releases?
I think that will do it.
End on that one, huh? All right.
Yep.
Well, how about a word from our friends at HelloFresh? Since I just enjoyed a delicious HelloFresh dinner. I'm literally fueled by HelloFresh right now.
Well, HelloFresh is a meal delivery kit service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. Mm-hmm. HelloFresh does all the planning, shopping, and prepping so you can focus on enjoying the new year and a healthier new you.
New.
Fresh, healthier new you. Fresh pre-measured ingredients and easy-to-follow six-step pictured recipe cards are delivered to your door each week in a special insulated box. Spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping so you can get back that time to do more of what you love, like playing video games and listening to the CatCast.
Do you want
to
hear what I... Hold on. Hold on.
What? What? Max. Tell me what you ate. Tell me what you ate. Because I guarantee you what I ate was better. So you tell me what you ate.
I had the beef bulgogi bowl.
I've had that before, and it is very good. I will give you that. But if you've never had the Mediterranean grilling cheese from HelloFresh, you are missing out on one of the finest meals you will ever have in your life.
It's called Mediterranean grilling
cheese.
What?
Yep. I have had that.
I've never even seen that.
It is so good. It's like there are no words. Like, I know it's a podcast that's supposed to use words,
but I don't
have the words to describe it.
The za'atar crusted grilling cheese?
That's one of them. Okay. I had the other one. There's another one. I had the calorie smart grilling cheese bowl.
The Mediterranean grilling cheese bowl?
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Because HelloFresh, you can just look up all the recipes online. You don't need to
I also had sirloin steaks with garlic bread last week, and that was also amazingly delicious. But that's not going to be a surprise to anyone. I had steaks with garlic bread. It was awesome. Of course it was.
Mm. Yeah, we're having the soup, the Italian meatball soup with garlic bread. We're having that tomorrow or Friday.
That's good. That's good stuff. I also like the apricot glazed chicken. Was super good. That was the chicken, the thigh and wing combo with the apricot glaze.
It was funny. I was playing Apex with a CADcast listener earlier.
Okay.
And then I was like, all right, I got to go now because I got to make dinner. And he goes, oh, you're going to make HelloFresh? And I'm like, damn straight I am. True story.
Excellent. Well, you can get $80 off your first month by going to HelloFresh.com/CADcast80 and entering the code CADcast80. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/CADcast80 and entering CADcast80.
Yes. Thank you, HelloFresh. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Wombat.
You're welcome.
Shipwreck, thank you.
Anytime. No problem.
Now it's time for news, multi-platforming, and Wombat's awesome Apex Assault. People like your sound effects. Somebody wrote in about that.
That's because I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Was that Phil Collins just here right now?
Yes, that was the Phil Collins. Yeah.
Very talented, Wombat.
Thanks.
So, do you hear the big news? Well, we talked about it already.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight, obviously.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So, yeah, Apex had 50 million players.
That's great, I think, right?
You were there, Shipwreck. You were one of them.
I was there.
Admit it.
I will admit it.
Okay, good.
I played that game.
But how many has Anthem had, the other game, a game from EA?
Not that many.
Not as many?
Maybe five? No.
Oh, it can't be.
I only play Apex now. I think the whole, like, the loot, not the loot boxes, but just the whole looting system is addictive to me. Or I'm addicted to it.
Do you find it better than, because you've played a lot of these, what makes it better than, say...
No, I'm addicted to all of them. It's just this, I don't know necessarily that, well, their looting system is better than the other games in that it automatically puts the attachments on everything, so you don't have to manually do that stuff and just play the game. So, yeah, but just the game is better. That's what makes it better. But, I think it's just the fact that I like the part just looting. I like that. I don't care if I necessarily don't see anybody for 10 minutes. It's better anyway because they're probably going to kill me. Just keep it going with the looting, I think, as long as possible. I don't know why I'm so bad. Anyway, what else we got here, Wombat? Did you look at any of these things? Oh, there was an update today to Apex.
That's good.
It was minor.
Did it make it so it doesn't turn off the PS4s when people were playing it?
that's
Anthem.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry. I get the two confused.
I do, too. Trust me, sometimes I see something and I'm like, oh, Anthem's not doing so bad. And I'm like, oh, that's Apex.
I do not confuse them at all.
Yeah, I tried to play part of my 10 hours of Anthem over the weekend, and I got as far as, and this is on the Xbox, which is not where people are complaining about crashes, but it crashed on me every single time. And I tried it, I think, two or three times.
It's got some long load times, I will say that.
And I just said, you know what, that's enough. And that's, I didn't go back.
We haven't played much else, like much more of it in this house, but that's because we're still firmly in the farm together cycle. I think my farm is level 48 and I'm level 45 now or something like that.
Is there a cap?
I know there's an achievement something unlocks at level 70.
Okay. So you still got
I can floss now. My character can floss.
Thank God.
Yes.
Well, you got to have clean teeth.
You have to get to level 41 or 42 before you can floss. That game is really good for unwinding at the end of the day. Like, just to turn your brain off and go around and click on things for like 45 minutes and then go to bed.
See, I feel the same way about Assassin's Creed Odyssey and now Assassin's Creed Origins because I picked that up while it was on sale. Because that's what I played for like 45 minutes. You can't floss, but in Assassin's Creed Origins right now, my best weapon is a hammer. And I do bash people's skulls in, and it makes like a sound. And there is a splatter, and it is unusually satisfying.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I killed a Cyclops in Odyssey.
Oh, nice. Yes, I've done that.
One of the weekly challenges or something, I guess. Yeah. I think it was. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
It was pretty. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't know. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. There's
big ass sight. I walked into a cave and he was walking out. I was like, what?
That's part of the. I don't want to. Like, is it a spoiler?
No. It was a weekly challenge.
Well,
thing.
It's also part of the. It's part of one of the main missions.
Okay. Well, I shot this guy in the eye about 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's kind of how you kill it. I could say this is having gone from Odyssey first, then to Origins. Yeah. You can feel the step backwards.
Yeah, I don't know why you even bought the game. I'm really confused.
Okay, let's talk about one. It was ridiculously on sale.
Not that ridiculously.
Yeah, it was $25 for the gold edition.
Shipwreck. How often does Wombat talk about having no money for anything?
And I want to say, just goes and didn't Target have this for like $30?
Yeah, this is cheaper than $30.
But Target had it for $30 when it was still the most recent Assassin's Creed game.
It was $30 for the vanilla version.
No, because they do them all at the same time when they drop the price.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that's Target, and that's weird. But yes, I got $25 for digital. It's still cheaper.
My point is that when you say you don't have, so often you'll say you don't have like money for something, even like, you know, $50, $30, whatever. I just want everybody to remember Assassin's Creed Origins.
I think you're putting things out of context, but that's okay.
I'm allowed to do that.
Yes, that's fine.
It's 2019. That's what we're all about now.
His money out of it.
Yeah, I'm not doubting it.
I think 25. I was like, I thought about buying just the vanilla version for 15, which is ridiculously cheap. But there was that part of me that was like, if I do want that DLC at some point, it's never going to be as cheap as $10. Mm. So I might as well spend that extra. I splurge. It really was splurging the $10. I knew I was going to get the game, and I'm playing it, and I'm enjoying it a lot. I like the setting better than Odyssey. I prefer the Egyptian setting.
You
to
do?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Why?
Because it's so beautiful, Odyssey.
So is Origins.
But it's a desert.
I know, but I like it.
It's sand. I played some of it. And I don't know.
It's everywhere.
Right. Yeah, I hate it.
Well, I like the setting a lot more in Origins. I do. It's interesting to see where they made the improvements, because they're, for the most part, fairly small. It's mostly to like the gear system and the resource system and the special moves. Those are like the only three major changes. Everything else is basically the same.
I gotta say, I think they've been improving the visuals on Odyssey. I don't know I think they've been patching it or something, because I play that game like an hour every night, mm-hmm. and I still, even though I'm like, I don't know, 75 hours of
what
playing
level
it?
Are you?
40. It's really hard to get up to 50. I'm trying to finish the fucking
game.
I'm
51, so what level are you?
46, I believe.
Did you ever get the double XP boost from Uplay?
I don't know.
You should check, because okay. it's worth the 10 Uplay
points. Possible. No, I'm sure I probably did.
Okay, well, you should check. It's a 2-hour double XP boost.
Yeah.
It'll get you like from 46 to 48 pretty quickly.
That would be good, because I'm having trouble getting up there to finish off this game.
That's why I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah.
I'm giving you my pro tips, because now obviously I'm an Assassin's Creed expert.
And it's fine, because I don't mind. There's so much to do in the game, and I don't.
Oh yeah,
no,
that game is great. I even started a little bit of the new game plus on Odyssey.
Right.
Because of why not. As the other character, because I didn't get to see what the chick looked like.
Right.
So, yeah. And that was kind of cool.
Oh, and I was going to say that I think they've been improving the visuals, at least on the 1X, because it looked, pretty amazing to begin with. But I feel like now I'm still shocked about how good looking the game is, even 75 hours into it.
Did you see the screenshot I posted online from Origins?
Yeah, with the Bass Pro Shops.
That's a good looking screenshot.
It was sand, though. It was mostly sand and
two pyramids.
Like nothing's going on. Nothing's going on. Nothing. You have a 1X. I forgot.
I do.
Fuck. You got to get a 4K TV.
See, that I can't afford.
See? Assassin's Creed Origins. Rest my case. Hang up Skype call.
If it makes you feel better, I didn't buy lunch today because I bought Assassin's Creed Origins on Sunday.
That does make me feel better. Thank you.
And I am not making that up.
I don't believe it.
That is true.
That's why you didn't buy lunch today?
It was part of the reasoning why I didn't buy lunch today, yes.
All right.
I said, nope, I don't have the $10 for that right now. I spent it on a stupid game.
I bought some stupid games.
Mm.
What'd you buy?
Qbert 3.
What?
That
I haven't even heard of that.
Definitely stupid.
I
How much did you spend on that?
$10.
See?
For Qbert 3 for the Super Nintendo.
I'm going to say that the expansion packs for Assassin's Creed Origin are better than Qbert.
What?
I'm watching video right now just to see. Qbert I'm not 3. Sure if I'm familiar with it.
It is.
Is it just more Qbert?
Yes. It's got.
Oh, it looks good, though. It looks like proper.
Yeah, it's good. Little known fact, there was no Qbert 2.
Yeah.
So why is it Qbert 3?
Sounds more advanced.
Right. Like, would you have bought Qbert 2 when Qbert 3 could be a possibility?
Right. It makes it sound like
when
it's
you say
successful.
It like that.
They should have went to 4, probably. be like, damn, Qbert.
I don't know if like Qbert's cubes was considered Qbert 2 in some fashion. If you remember Qbert's cubes.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
I remember the Qbert cartoon.
You think that was Qbert 2?
Yes. Kind of like Goonies, and then Goonies 2 was the game.
Uh-huh.
This is the opposite, where it was Qbert, and Qbert 2 was the cartoon.
Hmm.
I rest my case.
What else we got here in Wombat's awesome Apex Assault?
Did you see what Sonic the Hedgehog looks like in the live action movie?
I gotta say, I don't have a lot vested in the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
I probably have two adults and two or three kids worth of tickets invested in that.
I've seen these slides about it. They're pretty funny. This leak.
This
I didn't
is
realize
fine.
It was a whole leak.
Everything about this is fine.
It seemed fine. Like, I didn't
like. I showed it to my wife. Like, I'm like, what do you think? She's like, that looks like Sonic the Hedgehog. And I went,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, it looks like what a modern aim towards kids Sonic the Hedgehog would look like.
I'll need to see what it looks like in action.
Will you, 42-year-old man?
I don't need to see it.
I mean, I just mean like the trailer.
Okay.
I don't mean the movie itself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm curious to see like what this actually turns out to be like. Do I care?
I'm concerned about the brand personality slide.
Okay.
Because the first thing listed is irreverent and sarcastic.
That's Sonic.
I'd like to see that further down on the list.
You want it heroic and adventurous first?
Yeah.
Mischievous but not malicious?
I'm worried that he's going to be too irreverent and sarcastic.
Have you watched Sonic Boom cartoons and everything?
No, is he just a jerk off?
No, he's fine, but this is the same personality that Sonic has had from the get-go. Everything on is Sonic's personality.
You're saying don't worry.
No, they changed the way that his eyes look, and they took off his gloves and made his hands white. For all we know, his hands were always white under the gloves.
Right. He could be a germaphobe.
Right.
No problem. Sonic the germaphobic hedgehog.
Right. And I think sometimes his arms haven't always been blue, right? Haven't they been the color of his little bear patch or whatever that is, his belly patch?
He shaves. He shaves his chest.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. He's weird. He's a weird guy.
But it looks like the type of thing that the internet could get all riled up about because it's easy to make fun of. But
right,
it looks reasonable. It could be a lot worse than this.
Right, us. Yeah, I agree.
Probably Oscar
worthy.
What else
we got here?
Probably Oscar worthy.
Probably, I would bet on that. Did we talk about Anthem crashing PS4s?
We brought it
briefly.
That's not good.
It's crashing lots of, some people saying it's bricking it. And now you can, if you bought the game digitally, you can get a refund from the PlayStation Store.
Oh, because some keg just wrote in and said that wasn't the case, that he was denied twice.
Oh, okay.
He literally just wrote.
I read an article about it today on some website. I want to say, like, I forget which one.
Well, at 7:41 p.m. tonight, I got an email with the subject Anthem parentheses hot garbage from Steve. And he said, I asked Sony for a refund and was denied twice. Am I being unreasonable asking for them to refund me for something that obviously doesn't work correctly and could possibly damage my system's hard drive? I paid $65 for software that works in 5-minute increments before locking up.
I think you should Google it to find out what it was. I want to say it might have been like geek.com or one of those. But
oh.
I literally read about it today.
Well, they said that you can it's sort of damaging the database on the PlayStation 4s, and that's what's causing it to lock up, and you can if you can boot it into safe mode and then repair the database.
Sweet.
Then Sweet.
That is, pretty, that pretty, is not good at all.
It's a pretty sweet solution.
Ugh. Oh, come on, EA. Come on, BioWare. It's I feel so bad. They remember when they were like making games that they wanted people like me to play? Like that was their whole thing.
Here's what I don't understand.
Yes. And would it was successful.
Would it have been such a stretch? I understand that EA wanted to make a Destiny type of game. Games as a service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, loot, you know, all the things, good things that come with that, with the season passes and the, you know.
The doodads and the
never-ending money coming in. They had Mass Effect, right? They had that successful property. Okay, the third game didn't meet expectations.
You mean the fourth game.
The third game met expectations.
Right, the fourth game, the final game, okay.
It didn't stick the landing, but it met expectations.
Right. You got to the end and like, oh, that kind of sucked at the ending, but that was still a fantastic game.
That game is excellent, yes.
I don't understand why that had to be thrown in the garbage can and they had to come up with some generic type situation when you have this mass, the whole universe that people love. And the games, people love the game still. Just okay, like you said, they didn't stick the landing. Why do we have to start what basically seems to be mostly generic? It's the only thing I've heard about.
It's got the same naming conventions of Destiny, of they've just picked nouns for things.
Yeah, that's like why? Like they've already built the world with Mass Effect.
And it seems like the world of Mass Effect when you're playing it.
And you can decorate your guy to look like Shepard.
I mean, people would be just as pissed if this was called Mass Effect.
I think so, too.
So,
I think the game development would have gone in a much different direction if it was a Mass Effect game. I think when you're starting from, you know, a blank slate, really what they're starting from is a template of Destiny, right? And just saying, okay, what can we put in this box? Oh, flying. Okay, we're Iron Man now. What about this?
That stuff's all fine. That's the fine stuff, though.
Yeah, the flying is
fine. Well, I know. The flying's the best part, I'm sure.
For the little I've played, there's not much meat there. There's no reason for it to be an online multiplayer game. Like, this could have been a single player, straight ahead action game.
You can play it that way, right?
You can, but it's all. But it's not. You know, I don't know. I guess you can. But I don't think it's what they want you to do. I don't think that was the goal of this game.
They'd like anybody to play it.
At this point, yes, but I don't think it wasn't designed to be a solitary experience.
No.
So, but there's no reason for it not to have been a solitary experience. And then they built this solitary experience hub world, but that's just kind of slow and plotting. And then if you want to change your weapons, you have to sit through a loading screen. And then when you are done changing your weapons, you have to sit through another loading screen. And then you get to go to your whatever your thing, your power suit. And then you have to sit through another loading screen. And
I
then
thought you said you liked BioWare games.
And then you decide where you want to go.
This is their
MO.
You
have to sit through another loading screen. This is my complaint about Andromeda too.
That's every BioWare game.
Actually, it isn't, because the Dragon Age game, Dragon Age Inquisition, though that was the last one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That does a good job of dropping you into fewer loading screens and more bigger spaces.
Yes, that is their open world.
Yeah. So it's very weirdly designed. There's a lot of things in there that don't seem to have much purpose as far as, you know, the basics.
I don't know.
And it's because they wanted a game.
None of us have played enough of it to say for sure.
And yet I feel like I have.
The problem is the people who bought the game and who want to play it don't seem to be able to play enough of it because it doesn't work.
It's a problem.
That's a big problem. I saw Michael Pachter said something about Anthem that I thought was interesting. He said that because it's primarily a flying game, I have no idea if this is true or not, but he said, I know it's a flying game, that part is true. But on playing on PC with mouse and keyboard isn't really that desirable, because I know for myself, when I play on PC, I can deal with first-person shooters, but I don't really want to be flying vehicles with mouse and keyboard. So he's suggesting it's not going to become as popular as a game like Destiny would be, because just keep mouse and keyboard controls. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but I thought it was interesting.
I don't think that game's popular. I don't think that game's popular on any platform. No. So, okay, what's next? Microsoft?
Sure.
Did you read about this?
Sort of. I read enough.
They're coming out with an Xbox One just for you. It's dickless.
No, discless.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't read.
Yeah, how embarrassing. At Gaming Groceries,
right? My face is red right now from that one.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like an airbag went off. At Gaming Groceries writes in and says, with the rumors of a discless Xbox One S coming out in May and the next Xbox to be revealed in June, do you think Microsoft's choice to put out a digital-only Xbox One leans more towards a smart move or confusing as to why they would choose to do that?
Well, I think with Xbox Live and Xbox Game Pass, a discless Xbox One actually does make sense. And, you know, if you either don't have one already, or if you do have one with a large, you know, digital library, and like a large disc. It could maybe be a good like second Xbox for certain people, I guess.
I'm assuming it's going to be cheaper than the current.
Cheaper
offers.
And I would assume smaller.
Right.
So if it's cheaper and smaller, maybe it's just, you know, like one you could portable one. Again, if you have Game Pass, and it kind of makes sense to me. They added Just Cause 4 to Game Pass today. That game, I feel like, just came out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
No, I think it's a smart move. I think they're always trying to, when they put out different iterations of the console, to reduce the costs. And this seems like one of those ways. And, of course, yeah, like Wombat said, they want to drive these subscription services. And
get EA Access.
There's many. Yeah. And
Game Pass, and Xbox Live Gold.
Sign up.
You get that's I think close to 250 games right there.
Yep.
What else do you need? I'm choking on nothing. Excuse me.
I it's all on how they price it, right? Cuz there's really no reason to go that way unless it's cheaper.
Yes, that I'm assuming it's cheaper. Yes. If it's not cheaper, then no, that's a dumb idea. What's cheap? What do we think the price should be?
I don't know. What's a 1S going for these days?
I don't know.
I have too many Xboxes.
$250 would be my guess.
Right.
$300, right? 1S, 1 terabyte 1S.
200
is $200. 300. 1 terabyte one is.
Walmart looking right now. Oh, 200, what? $206.
Oh, the one I'm looking at has Fortnite included. But that's free.
Right. But it comes with something, probably.
Okay. Fortnite's driving the price up there.
It comes with the
winter. It looks like the 500 gigabyte one, though, is supposed to be $250.
So it's going to be. But here's one that's $200.
Let's see how much it is at the Best Buy. Best Buy, it's $299.
That's with Fortnite.
That's the 1 terabyte.
But with
the 1 terabyte Minecraft it's $250. It's $250. Yeah. So between $250 and $299.
This one's got to come in under.
It's got to be
under $200, right?
$199.99.
That doesn't seem like that great of a value, though. For
I don't necessarily think that is. I think if they really want to go for value, you got to look at like between $150 or even like $179.
What about like a free? What they offered a free month of Game Pass before, right?
Maybe like 6 months of Game Pass.
That seems like a lot of months.
It does, but it is, but it's still less than a year. 6 months is less than a year, right, Chip?
It is. Yeah, you sure?
Is it going to be really small? Because they could.
That's what I'm wondering. That, like, is it going to be
that?
Like,
could
tiny?
Be more attractive if it's smaller. People like small form factor on these things.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I could see you wanting something like that.
Me?
Like a little one that you could keep in your living room.
I already have one.
I don't think the drive is taking up much space, to be honest, in these machines. I don't think.
Well, it's got the mechanics and the drawer and the other.
They're small and they don't generate a lot of heat, so I don't think it's got a. I would imagine it's about the same size because it's mostly about heat management on the graphics.
You're not
going
to hear the whirring anymore of the disk drive?
I don't hear that.
Yeah, no one does.
Only in PlayStation. Actually, I don't know what I'm listening to in my PlayStation. Something loud. Fans, probably. Mm-hmm. So, no, I bet you it's about the same. Right, Shipwreck? I mean, you're the engineer.
I haven't looked inside of one of these, but I mean, are.
But you know what a disk drive is, and you know how much space they take up. It's not a lot of space, right?
How much does
the hard drives take up?
Well, you need the hard drive.
I know, I'm saying, but how much space
does
that take?
They're pretty much the same space as this drive.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, because these can be fairly large. That's where I'm going with that. I understand you need it.
I think really for these things, I mean, look, it's mostly you need to have, you're having a fucking computer in there that's generating a lot of heat and it's got power requirements and those things take up space.
Yep. So how small can it go is the question.
The 1S is pretty small already.
And this will be smaller or maybe just thinner? I don't know.
I bet you it's going to be slightly smaller than the 1S, but not significantly so. That's my prediction. Thank you.
I think it's going to be the size of my butt.
So gigantic.
The biggest fucking console on the market.
Dude, my butt has gotten so big from going to Orange Theory and playing table tennis. Not so big, but I used to have no butt, and now I have a butt.
So I'm looking at the inside of here.
How dare you?
Right.
Oh.
Let me copy this picture in there so you can see. Or just look up Xbox One S inside assembly. And you'll see that the disk drive does take up a fairly large portion of the inside of a 1S. Like
a 1S.
Like a quarter of it.
So maybe that could, we'll see if they come out at least, and say 25% smaller.
Right.
It's an image?
Yeah, the images. And you can see that.
Oh, here it is.
That big gray box.
Eye supply. Optical drive controller. Yeah, optical drive assembly.
Yeah. It's the biggest thing in the box.
No, it's not.
It's the second biggest thing in the box.
No, it's not. Look at the heat sink and cooler assembly and the fan assembly.
That's on. Yeah, it's the same size as that, practically.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. It's not, but you still, I don't know. I stand by my statement. Prove me wrong, Microsoft.
If you can redesign that PCB that everything's on underneath.
I can't.
You could cut this almost in half.
We'll find out together. Mm-hmm. What else is going on in the world?
Nintendo's made a big announcement today. They're entering into the world of VR.
With the Labo VR. Labo? Labo? Labo?
It must be Labo. Because in Japanese, it would be Labo.
Okay, the Labo VR kit for the Switch.
Or Rabo.
So if you love cardboard.
If you want to dangle your $300 piece of electronics 6 feet off the ground with no straps held together by cardboard, here you go. Good luck. It seems to me like they sold a million Labos last year around the world.
Okay.
That's not a lot, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So the solution is let's take something that's not that successful and combine it with VR, which has also had minimal success.
I think a smaller non-cardboard VR attachment, similar to what they're doing,
Google Cardboard or something like
one of those kind of things, that but for the Switch, that was Nintendo branded with like a Switch sports kind of thing isn't a bad idea.
But there is no Switch sports.
Well, that's... Thank you. I understand that. I'm saying it would have been a better idea to have done something like that as opposed to this thing where you have, what is it, 5 cardboard designs. I don't know who wants. Is there people that want that?
No, they didn't want the just the other lobbers.
I'm saying that's what I'm saying. Like they should have gone smaller instead of bigger. Like
I bought one of those, and Ty has shown no interest after that. He used it for like 20 minutes and never opened it again. Now there's spiders living in it.
Lovely.
Thanks, Lobo. Spider den. I'm afraid to open it now. Last time I opened it, I saw spiders in there.
I think that's a feature, not a flaw. Yeah,
I think I'm going to put that on my face.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
So
no, that's a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. So there's an $80 version.
Yep.
And a $40 version.
And a $40 version.
The $40 version, sure. That's
that's
a thing that some people might buy.
Sure, that's a good
price.
Well,
it depends. So are they going to sell the other 4 kits separately, I guess?
Buy the smaller
starter kit?
With 4 versions.
Okay. It comes with the $80 version, comes with software, goggles, and 5 cardboard designs.
Uh-huh.
Or the smaller kit that is just the goggles and one of the designs.
Right.
So that means there's 4 other cardboard designs. Nope. Are they going to be selling those separately?
No.
So the only way to get all the cardboard designs is to buy the $80 version, even if you've already bought the $40 version.
Upsell, we call
it. The only way I can get virtual elephant?
I guess so.
Is that what that is?
I'm assuming that's what that is.
I saw the one that looks like a bird.
Yeah, other one, you're an elephant and you're holding your trunk.
Or a vacuum cleaner or an anteater.
Whatever.
I'd want to be an elephant. Yeah. Why don't any of these things look like Mario?
Right. Or how come Mario isn't in any of them? That would probably sell more of them. If you said it's Mario's VR gangbang. Probably not gangbang, but something.
I don't know.
Sell a lot more of these.
It should not be a cardboard attachment. It should be like, you know, some sort of plastic attachment that you could, you know, put over your head. So like Cheapy said, you don't risk dropping your $300 device. The front of it should have the big nose and the mustache like Mario. And it should come with Mario VR. And that's the end of it.
And charge $150 and people will still buy it.
Yep. There you go. Congratulations, we won. And it could be a series of mini games that are sports related that involve Mario doing sports things.
Mm-hmm. That's a good name for it, too. Mm-hmm. Mario Sports Things.
Mario Sports Things. VR.
Mm-hmm. VR. Yeah, I forgot the VR. Good call.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Right. We just saved the company. Now that Reggie's retiring, they have an opening.
Yep.
Sign us up.
Yep. We made it to the CAG bag.
Excellent.
Zevius writes in and he asks, Cheapy, are you going to eat church's chicken from now on? Took me a minute to figure out what he was talking about, but we never talked about the huge controversy and the ruining of my childhood that KFC has perpetrated against myself and humanity with their...
Oh, it's not that bad.
With their RoboCop ads. No, I don't think it's that bad because nobody's forcing me to watch them.
It's just
so I saw one of them and I said, oh, this is a little painful.
I saw one of those commercials last night and it's the one with the families watching RoboCop.
I don't know it.
There's the family's watching.
I don't want to know it. Okay, fine.
The family's watching RoboCop on TV and then Colonel RoboCop walks in and says, stop watching the movie, eat my chicken. But one of the kids watching the movie in the family is probably younger than your son watching the original RoboCop on a television.
He's maybe watching the made-for-TV version.
I don't know. I'm like, this is wildly inappropriate.
Maybe his parents are assholes.
That's all I can think. I'm like, these parents don't deserve fried chicken.
First of all, I would not eat a Kentucky Fried Chicken anyway unless it was a last resort. Regardless, but now I will definitely not eat there because I don't like. I'm just worried about they were supposed to be making a whole new RoboCop movie with what's the guy's name from District 9? right? Neil Blomkamp. Niles Blomkamp.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And
Neil's Blomkamp.
And now RoboCop's a fucking joke selling throwing chicken at people's faces. And I saw he tweeted out, like, oh, this is a problem. And, like, yeah, no shit, this is a problem. It's crazy. Like, they're trying to make, you know, they have to raise money to make this move, to make a RoboCop movie. I'm sure the budget for a movie like that is $150 million. And they, you know, what happened? I bet you that movie, well, I don't know. I don't bet you anything because it's going to take a while for that movie to come out anyway. But I don't know. It's lame. It's super lame. Say, fuck that. Fuck that RoboCop KFC shit. I refuse to watch it. Okay. At SGN2010 asks, did anyone play either of the Division 2 betas and will anyone be getting it?
I thought about playing the beta, but I didn't.
And I ordered it.
I'm not getting it. You're good. You have fun.
It was a price error. So I got the gold edition, hopefully.
Hmm.
But I didn't play the beta because I don't want to be spoiled. I want to go in fresh. So I'll let you know. One of my college friends loves Division 2. I mean, loves Division, the Division. And that's like one of the games. Probably spends 90% of his gaming time playing the Division.
Nothing wrong with that.
So he's very excited about this and keeps telling me about it. Maybe we'll play together. Maybe we'll reconnect because we don't talk ever. Maybe this will bring us closer together.
There you go.
Maybe I don't want to be close together with him. Anyway, at I Am Nick Pedro writes in and says, how's Wombat liking the new lock? I'm looking into those as well as smart thermostats. Any recommendations?
I like my lock. It works. It does some cool stuff.
Like, it's fine. Is that what you're going
to
say?
Yeah. I walk up to the door with my phone in my pocket and the door unlocks automatically.
That's cool. That's super cool.
And usually it's unlocked by the time I get to the door. Like that's it senses good. When I'm like, I guess like 3 or 4 feet away.
I don't have that. I'm a little jealous of that.
So I walk up to the door and I could hear it. It goes, gank. And then I can open my door. And then when I walk in the house, after I think it's like 30 seconds, the door locks automatically. So I kind of like that I can leave my house and know that the door's going to lock.
Yeah.
And if for some reason it doesn't lock, I can check it and just lock it from wherever I am in the world. I can also unlock it from wherever I am in the world.
And so, you probably get a push notification when it locks anyway.
Yeah. When I come home, it says I get an alert on my phone. It says like, welcome back home or something like that. So it lets me know. I get a little welcome message from I get a hello from my own door lock when I come home.
It's alive.
I get a hello text from my door lock when I get home. So yes.
Is that the highlight of returning home?
It's the only thing that says hello to me when I get home. So
right. People are busy.
Exactly. Get over it. They're very, very busy in this house.
I have the Ecobee thermostat, not a new one. I bought it 3 years ago. So whatever that one is, it's good. I like it.
I have an Ecobee in a box sitting next to me that has yet to be installed.
I recommend it, and it seems to be saving us money because I get the letter from the electric company saying that my electric bill is lower than most people's.
What does the thermostat have to do with your electric bill?
Not my electric bill. My electric bill. It all runs on electricity.
Right.
My heat and air conditioning.
Oh, that's right. You have one of those systems.
Electric.
Yeah. You don't have a boiler?
I do. I have to blow the air.
You have like no gas and no oil at all in your house?
I've got gas. I have gas, but it doesn't matter. I still have
it. I know what you're saying.
I have gas.
Okay.
We had to... I don't know. We had oil heat. We used to have oil heat in the house.
That's what I have now.
Do you have to have the truck come to your house and fill that shit up?
Yes.
Oh, it's so annoying. I hated that.
It literally happens like once every 4 months.
No, we had to do it when they were building that, you know, putting the house back together.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they would just run out. And they're like, the guy would tell me, we ran out of oil, and if you don't get more oil by like tomorrow, it's going to ruin the floors because it'd be too cold in the house. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I got rid of that shit as soon as possible. Gas, baby. Natural gas. This episode brought to you by natural gas.
It's what was in the house when I moved in. And yep. Unlike some people, I couldn't just remove my heating system and put in a new one.
Assassin's Creed Origins.
$25. $25.
It all adds up. That's all I'm saying. You get Assassin's Creed Origins here. Last year's Battlefield game there.
I didn't buy Battlefield last
whatever.
Year.
Natural gas. I'm just using it as an example. Natural gas.
I don't know, could be yours if you had a little more
self-control. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
You wouldn't have to have that shortcoming.
I think you could take the price of every game I've spent in the last 5 years.
Say goodbye
to
the truck.
It wouldn't even be a tenth.
Could have said goodbye and never see that truck again.
Ugh, never mind.
But games are fun. I get it. Mm-hmm. I like games.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he heard our recommendations on the thermostats. And we don't have any more questions. So I think we're done.
Sounds good.
Let's remind everybody to go to HelloFresh.com/CadCast80 and enter CadCast80 to get $80 off your first month of HelloFresh. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Follow us on Twitter at GVD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, of course. Getting hungry just thinking about it. And that's it. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
Reading the previews and watching the trailer. Should I pre-order from local retailers? So many versions and release dates. These are some things that I really hate. Games as a service are tricky to build. The focus is placed on the pockets they fill. Too many options have seeded my doubt. Face to face with my fear of missing out. My wallet stopped reaching. My head is thinking. Make big decisions. I'm fine with waiting. You like my patience? Gee, thanks. I'm David. I see it. I like it. I want it. I'll wait. I see it. I like it. I want it. I'll wait. I see it. I like it. I want it. I'll wait. You like my patience? Gee, thanks. I'm David. I see it. I like it. I want it. I'll wait. My wallet stop reaching. My head is thinking. Make big decisions. I'm fine with waiting. You like my patience? Gee, thanks. I'm David. I see it. I like it. I want it. I'll wait. I see it. I like it. I want it. I'll wait. I see it. I like it. I want it. I'll wait. You like my patience?